Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by UC Davis.
And I'm Jake Sherman. It was a bad night if you're a House Republican. Congressman Evan Jenkins got his clock cleaned in the West Virginia Senate primary. Indiana Congressman Luke Messer and Todd Rokita spent months whacking at each other, allowing Mike Braun to waltz in and say, wait, both of these guys are DC flunkies, vote for me. North Carolina Republican Congressman Robert Pittenger, who piqued the attention of the FBI in recent years, lost.
When House Republicans popped their heads up to take bigger roles, voters said, no thanks. It's a sharp contrast to past years when House Republicans like Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Cory Gardner of Colorado, Tim Scott of South Carolina, James Lankford of Oklahoma, Jeff Flake of Arizona, and even Mike Pence launched successful bids for higher office from the People's House. But there was nothing definitive to take away from last night. Some establishment folks won. Others who aligned themselves with the Freedom Caucus triumphed.
The biggest winner of the evening wasn't even on the ballot. Mitch McConnell and establishment Republicans beat back an insurgent Don Blankenship, who had made the West Virginia primary a referendum on the Kentucky Republican, in sharp and often racist tones. After taking a beating in Alabama, Blankenship's loss will be a major boost in energy and fundraising power for Republicans in November.
Stephen Shepard, Elena Schneider, and Scott Bland broke down the top takeaways of the evening. Number one, Republicans averted catastrophe, but victory in West Virginia is far from assured. Number two, words alone can't earn the Trump mantle. Number three, House members went down hard. Number four, the first incumbent fails, will others join? Representative Robert Pittenger of North Carolina became the first incumbent member of Congress knocked out in a primary in 2018. Number five, both parties got their men for Ohio governor. It was an easy night for both parties watching the Ohio gubernatorial race. State Attorney General Mike DeWine prevailed, and former State Attorney General Richard Cordray also was a Democrat who won. Number six, chalk two up for the GOP establishment. Establishment Republicans got more good news in Ohio when Troy Balderson and Anthony Gonzalez won primaries for open congressional seats. And number seven, women are dominating Democratic primaries.
The president is having a cabinet meeting at 11:30 a.m. Then he has nothing on his schedule till 3:10, when he attends a celebration of military mothers and spouses. He's dining with members of Congress at 7 p.m. CNN is reporting that special counsel Bob Mueller's team is questioning a Russian oligarch about payments he made to Michael Cohen. It appears that Cohen had a side hustle, running a Trump intelligence shop of sorts. CNN is also reporting that AT&T confirmed it paid Cohen last year for insights into the new administration. The consulting fee came as the telecom company was seeking government approval for its acquisition of Time Warner. The New York Times has other companies paying Cohen, including Novartis and Korean Aerospace Industries. Bloomberg has a piece about Cohen putting up his family's apartment in the Trump Park Avenue against his bank debts.
Gina Haspel is up on the Hill today testifying. She's expected to tell Congress that she'll work with Capitol Hill and understands the importance of oversight. More than 100 retired U.S. ambassadors, including Thomas Pickering, Samantha Power, Don Beyer, and Rufus Gifford, from both Republican and Democratic administrations, are sending a letter to the Senate opposing the confirmation of Gina Haspel to the CIA director. Our colleagues Darren Samuelson and Ben Schreckinger have an interview with Rudy Giuliani, where Trump's lawyer is firing back on remarks by Joe Scarborough that he has erratic behavior. Giuliani told them he doesn't have issues falling asleep in meetings, has handled numerous cases involving cybersecurity, and that he doesn't have a drinking problem.
The Washington Post scoops this morning that a secret intelligence source who aided Bob Mueller's probe is in the crosshairs between House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes and the Justice Department. Annie Carney, Nancy Cook, and Matt Nussbaum report that Cliff Sims, a special assistant to the president who oversees White House message strategy, is expected to take a job at the State Department as a senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.